I believe the Artist Talk basically is a collaborative venture, right? How the space is determined depends on a number of interacting, how would you say, forces. Or as Miles Davis might say, the Artist Talk is created live on the bandstand. And I think that the Artist Talk can serve as a kind of means to communicate and receive feedback from the community, right? What kind of claim is that? Well, it's a claim, that's what it is. All right, let's put it to a test, right? I mean, all you are here, right? Okay, I'm here, you're here, I'm here, you're here. Let's see what happens. Jeffrey, can we have the lights up for a minute? We're just gonna try something, a little experiment. It won't take that long, really. We'll be done in a second, okay. How do we start? Okay, you've been working hard all day, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay, let's try this thing. Could you just stand up for a minute, just stand up for a minute. It won't hurt. All right, can you hear me in the back there? Sure? All right, good, good. Can you see me? Yeah? Good, 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 good. How you doing? Okay. We're going to try this thing. I know you've been working hard making that moolah. So, let's just try this. Let's take it up. Just take it up like that. Oh, isn't that good? You feeling the lower back? You got to have your, are you on your toes? Oh, that's good. Twiddle the fingers. Oh, that's good. Get the air out. Now bring it down to the side. Touch your neighbor. Say hello. Oh, that's good. Okay, all right, now let's shake it out. All right, now we're halfway done. All right, now let's try a little vocal warm-up, right? Let's go to the next part of the exercise. Let's try a little of this. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Puppies like it, kitties like it. Uh-huh. All right, now what we're gonna do, keep doing that for a little while. On the count of 1, 2, 3, we're gonna try a stage whisper, and I'll give you the cue. I'll give you the thing to repeat with me, okay? You got it? Okay, all right, can you drop the little puppy things for a minute? I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3, stage whisper. You're gonna give me back the cue. Okay, can you hear me back there? Oh yeah, really? You can? All right, good, ready? 1, 2, 3. Come on, man. I'm in Oakland. Gee, come on, you gotta give it to me. Come on, you, don't be shy. Come on, open it up, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Fuck you.
Okay. I understand now. All right, Jeff, you can bring it down again. Oh, that. What a moment. My. And so in that spirit, you might have already guessed, this talk will, probably be mostly, I'm not sure. But it'll be the old back and forth, right? Rather than images. This talk will make links, propositions, wishes, provocations, rather than provide answers. It will probably create more of a chasm of doubt rather than a leap of logic, a thudding silence rather than a rushing sound of great mental whitewater. Okay, next slide, please. I'm also interested in the idea of the grid and how do you organize those kinds of things? How do we organize them? And how do we organize our fear? How do we organize our lack? The grid is a very important structure for organizing chaos, for those messy things that we don't know quite what to do. Next slide, please. I was interested when I was a child, when I went to Arlington Cemetery, you see, row upon row upon row of beautifully organized crosses in a grid. And it's very impressive, But what is one really looking at? You're looking at all of these young people, basically maybe between the ages of 18, 22, what have you, most of them. And really you're looking at organized death. So, like that. Now, to sum up, so far, families, nations, and artworks construct themselves as enigmatic, highly attractive entities whose function seems to be more self-involved than being for the individual. This is curious because isn't it the individual who created and continues to promote these entities? So why do we build systems from which we feel alienated? Let's try this on for size.
Pay attention to this part.
We all feel perhaps the systems of alienation we build will treat us differently. Why? Because we are part of a secret elect. These self-perpetuating systems of disenfranchisement therefore will treat us special and recognize our star. I mean, it's always the other guy who's the alien, nope. So when I was young, I dreamed of becoming part of the art world. I dreamed of being part of an elect. It was arrogant. It was pure fantasy. I mean, I had no idea how to accomplish this or what being a member of the art world would mean. But now that I am a so-called part, I still don't have any idea. But I can tell you this. I think I had to abandon my fantasy of unalienated connection for my membership to have any use. I had to find something more interesting than the art world in order to be interested in the art world, in order to find a use for it. Next slide, please.
Flesh-colored tiles.
Okay. All right, the next few slides are a drawing project, an ongoing project called Skin Set. Once completed, the project will be composed of 3,500 drawings. Skin Set is divided into families of drawings. For example, there's the black, the red, the green, the yellow, etc. All drawings are on 8.5 by 11 graph paper. This is from, as you might imagine, the black family. Next. This is from the white side of the family. And next. And this is from our yellow kin. Now, at the beginning of this talk, I said, usually when asked my greatest influence, I say my family. Now, I say this not because it's true, but because I believe poor and working class folk make significant contributions to culture, and that these contributions should be recognized. I believe these contributions are a form of smartware equal to middle class or upper class cultures. I say my family is my greatest influence because blackness is as close to the great yawning void we call knowledge that mankind will ever get. And then I can see some of you, maybe, I don't know, you're going, is he dissing me? What does he mean? What does he mean, blackness is as close to knowledge as we'll ever get? I'm not black. How do you know you're not black? Who told you that? And what does it mean to be black, anyway, you know? I mean, does it mean to have one drop of black blood, you know, like the one drop rule, right? And if, you know, like, I imagine having one drop of black blood, where is it? Where does it live? You know? So, for example, let's see here what we got here. Let's try this one for size. Let's see what we got here. What is that?
Ketchup.
Exactly. What does that do for me? So when one asserts a label, for example, black, or Republican, or Kryptonian, what's really involved here? When we use language to mark off the world, we make ourselves an island. So when I say I'm the friendliest black artist in America, I'm calling the islands out to play. Anywho, regarding you black less folks, I mean, how do you know what's come out of your family woodpile? Geez, like late at night, you know, and somebody left a pie on the windowsill and the moon's up and somehow accidentally the kitchen door was left open. With circumstances like that, you don't know what'll happen. To open one's legs, to open one's mind. Ultimately, when you really think about these kind of like these race things, like people say, you know, Pope Bell, he deals with race, you know. I don't think race has nothing to do with it. It's about choice. Blackness is a choice. It has to be made each day, each moment, and someday. Some days, when I think about it, you know, like many blacks historically have decided not to be black, right? And you can decide not to be black. For example, you could say, well, is Condoleezza Rice black? I mean, Tiger Woods sometimes says he's not black. Sometimes maybe he is. Yeah, it's a choice. It's a willed engagement with the world based on a positionality that you choose. Next slide. And in being possibility, blackness does not have to depend only on itself for definition. So indeed, yes, I do believe in a black art that does not know where Africa is located but can point it out on a map. The black art I am after loves the hardcore conceptualist is a brilliant but stingy uncle who will never accept black art as anything but janitor art. The hardcore conceptualists, for the most part, privilege mind over body, male over female, white over black, writing over performance, upper class culture over working class culture. Black artists, like other eyes folks, have always been identified with the body and find the dirt. Historically, it seems the stars have not been meant for us folks in the dark. Yes, perhaps blackness is not meant for the stars. Maybe because blackness is what is between the stars. Indeed, black is a lack that keeps on giving. Yes, I am for dispersed, oscillating, and clunky blackness, which does not and cannot know itself except in flashes or fits or holocaust or forgetfulness. This is why I work in dots and dashes across a wide horizon of media, many times using materials that can only lend their ghost to an artistic enterprise. Black is a lack that keeps on giving. Let me say that again. Black is a lack that keeps on giving. Now I want to show you something else, a little video. All right, okay. So let's go on to the next segment. Jeff, can we have the DVD hookup? Turn this down a little bit. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
William Pope Bell, dressed in sensible clothing, seated in his driveway.
Hi.
In front of his car.
My name is William Pope Bell. And the video you are about to see is entitled Member, AKA Schlong Journey Explanation Version. The titles of this work reflect its history. At first, I called the work Schlong Journey, then I added the word member. I added the word member because I wanted the title to reflect the public community aspect of the piece. I added the subtitle Explanation Version, well, that's self-explanatory. There's also a version subtitled Ritual or Ridicule. All these changes are the work. In every version, the theme of humiliation and humility are central. However, there are a few more. Okay, here are some questions. How has black male sexuality been shaped by a social environment? Is this a condition of bounty or burden? Is it a condition of nurture or negation? Is it an object, a force, or a gas? Is it a source of economic deprivation or benefit? Now, you and I, we decide and undecide meanings all the time. A thing is never just a thing once and for all. For example, today in America, there are an overwhelming number of black men in prison. Are these men incarcerated because of the color of their cocks? Imagine, what if these men had painted their dicks white? Would that have changed the number? Our ignorance, our fear, our astonishment lie in this one wish that things remain the same, that all things name themselves. And it is this one wish which, like a candle, is constantly being blown out. Now, when meaning becomes undecidable, everything becomes alive and becomes strange. Even the air changes color. This work wrestles with undecidability as a process by being it, if only just for a moment. Enjoy.
What you do not hear or see is William Popel's video of people around him reacting to the fact that he's walking around dressed in a tight white suit, the huge white PVC pipe on wheels that he's rolling right at crotch level.